Trade auf Flux FM. Heute Abend spielt die Kapelle, das Duo im Fluxbau. Und jetzt sind sie erstmal bei mir, Ahmed Larnes und Sebastian Kreis. Hello!
Hello, hello,
hello, Germany. Hi. Hier sind sie, die beiden Erfinder des Schwarzstone Crack Duos. Wir quatschen ein bisschen über die just beendete Studio-Session. Sie haben ja im Rahmen der Converse Rubber Track Aktion Studiozeit quasi geschenkt bekommen. Wir reden über die Wichtigkeit des Vibes in einer Band, die nur aus zwei Menschen besteht. Wir versuchen rauszufinden, wie organisch Sebastian seine Beats behandelt, sprechen über Albumpläne, die gute alte New York versus Berlin Geschichte und vieles, vieles mehr. First of all, aber nochmal welcome to Flux FM, boys.
Dankeschön.
Gerne, gerne, gerne. How are you guys doing? How's your day been? Have you been preparing for tonight's show or
yeah,
what was the day all about?
You can, I think you can say it in German, Sebastian.
Ja, war gut, ich muss nur ein bisschen zu früh aufstehen.
Oh, ja. Hattet ihr eine Anreise? Wart ihr gar nicht in Berlin?
Nee, der Soundcheck war zu früh. Ich mag ihn nicht.
Was heißt denn für dich zu früh?
Ja, ich musste um 8 raus.
Oh, nein, das ist aber wirklich früh.
Mein Ding.
Na gut, aber herzlich willkommen in der Morning Show am Nachmittag, die exakt für Leute wie dich konzipiert wurde.
Ja,
für Leute, die nicht so gerne so früh aufstehen. I just told them that this show is called the Morning Show in the afternoon. It's made for people like him. And
yeah,
you,
exactly.
Maybe.
No, I'm a morning person. I'm an actual true morning person.
You get up early, like
yeah,
to do stuff
do.
Early in the morning.
Go to the gym, you know, whatever.
Ah, that's
have
cool.
Some coffee.
Cool, cool.
Talk to my mom, something.
Well, you guys just took part in the Converse Rubber Track sessions and you've been to the Trick Studios
yes.
to record stuff. How did that actually happen? How did one get to record stuff there?
So you mean how do we get to yeah. do the project?
Yeah.
Or like they contacted us. Actually, no, we applied online, but a friend who works at Converse kind of suggested that we do it.
Oh, okay.
So, and then we were there for 8 hours and we recorded vocals. We wrote a song. We started a song and yeah, it was a really cool session.
Oh, it was like the busy bees
yeah,
in the studio.
Super
there.
Busy, super busy. But there were other bands doing it as well, but yeah. on different days.
Yeah, and I read that you had to fill out something like a form in which you said, we have to do some vocal recordings. We probably want to do a guitar or something like we want to record an entire song.
Yeah, yeah.
So did you fill out that form?
Yeah, but the form was super simple.
Yeah, it was super simple.
It was not annoying at all.
yeah, it wasn't at all. It was pretty simple.
Okay, cool. So how is working there and how is working with Matt Shane? I've heard about Matt Shane being there and engineering the whole stuff.
Is that the guy that was there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know, it's cool. No, but actually he's a well-known engineer and producer. He's been working
yeah,
with no, some
I,
cool bands.
Yeah, yeah.
Du musst ins Mikrofon sprechen, Sebastian.
I saw on Facebook that he has a Grammy.
Yeah, that's a Dashboard Confessional.
Oh, yeah, cool.
And with Flight of the Conchords. Oh,
shit.
Arbeit.
Sorry.
No, you can. In German, right?
Yeah,
you
know, can.
Especially on this one. So, but wie war das denn für dich, Sebastian, mit einem Engineer noch im Studio zu arbeiten? Denn sonst seid ihr zwei wirklich sehr konzentriert arbeitende Menschen, die sich einschließen. Und du bist ja für jeden Klang auf den bisher veröffentlichten Songs verantwortlich. War das schwierig für dich, da Kontrolle abzugeben? Oder hast du gleich gemerkt, der Vibe mit dem Typ stimmt auch?
Und nee, wir können daraus machen? Nee, überhaupt nicht. Der war nett und ich mag die technische Seite ja überhaupt nicht so.
Ach so.
Ich mag nur die kreative Seite und ich habe eigentlich gar kein Interesse an Engineering.
Ah, okay.
Deshalb fand ich das super.
Das heißt, das wäre für dich sogar auch ein Zukunftsmodell zu sagen,
ja,
ich gehe ins Studio, ich habe die Ideen und wie dann die Frequenz genau in die Bassdrum reingedreht wird, das soll der ruhig mal machen.
Ja, super, könnte ich jeden Tag haben.
Sehr schön. Und wie viel habt ihr jetzt geschafft während dieser Session? How much did you actually record? Did you make everything that you had planned? Or
yeah, I mean, we went in knowing that we were going to record vocals, and then we started recording vocals in a song that we were doing, just starting from scratch, just kind of messing around with it, seeing how it goes.
Mm-hmm. And re-recorded vocals for two songs.
Yeah. That we're gonna have an
because
EP.
That was the basic, the most adventurous thing was that there was super expensive, super nice microphones there.
Yeah, exactly.
And a little.
Well, I mean, some bands they actually went in with nothing and created a song,
mm-hmm.
but we wanted to use that advantage in like a super expensive studio.
Yeah.
And use it for what we could, and which is
yeah,
recording vocals on amazing mics, like these amazing Neumanns and. And but he had access to everything.
We did actually record some synthesizers.
Sebastian.
Ich musste nur meine Jacke hier ablegen. Es ist viel zu heiß hier drin.
It's pretty hot in here.
Ich komme nicht mit klar.
It's like a green room in here. Greenhouse. I feel like a plant.
We'll pop up the air conditioner in a few minutes. That's going to be helping, I think. But the good microphone, the good microphones were the most amazing thing about that studio. Because on the other hand, when I think of you as a band, I don't think of you as a project that necessarily needs a studio anymore. Because you are the sound guy.
Yeah.
You have control.
But I think the most amazing thing about the studio, I mean, we didn't use it on the recording, but they had like a nice Gretsch guitar. I think that was the most amazing.
He was obsessed with it. I had to really be like, Sebastian, we're recording. Like, get off the guitar.
And he'd be like, playing some old Stones riffs.
Yeah.
I know, I've read about you being a Stones fan.
Yeah, I went to the concert. Like,
oh, nice, was it that?
Yeah. What? Paid fucking €200 for the ticket.
Jeez.
But it was nice, yeah.
Yeah?
I loved it.
Du bist Keith Richards Fan, das habe ich schon rausgefunden. Ja. Das ist alles im Netz, alles schon nachzulesen.
Der ist mein wahrer Vater.
Ah, ja, siehst du mal auch ein bisschen ähnlich. Also viel jünger und besser natürlich, aber die langen Haare und das Bärtchen.
Ja, nimm mir mal als ein Kompliment.
Nimm das als Kompliment, wir hören noch ein Lied von Schwarzstone Crack und quatschen dann ein bisschen weiter. Hearts Don't Crack mit Lay You Down auf Flux FM. Am Montagnachmittag, heute Abend, spielen sie im Fluxbau im Rahmen der Converse Rubber Tracks Party, kann man sagen. Da sind außerdem Aster, Dan Bowden und Little Dragon dabei. Die beiden Herrschaften von Schwarz Don't Crack, Ahmad Larnes und Sebastian Kreis, sind immer noch bei mir im Studio. I've read about the whole Craigslist thing, that you put an ad on Craigslist and he was the only German on there, kind of.
Well, I mean, and he was the only one that responded. He was the only one that was worthy of my response.
Yeah, because there were so many trash beats coming up to your place.
So many.
I read about that as well. But what I want to know about the whole story is, when did you find out that the vibe was right between you guys? Because I think it's really important that the musical craftsmanship is there and that the guy can really do beats and the other guy can really sing. But it's sometimes it's even more important that you get along with the person, that you can discuss with the same vocabulary.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, well, we've known each other for 3 years now, so we barely get along. No, just kidding. Barely. But I mean, when I had my first session with Sebastian, and he played these incredible tracks. We've since written to, but the one track that we did the first day we were in the studio was it the first day? Day by day.
Yeah.
Which is this track that we haven't released yet, but it's brilliant.
It's a nice track. Yeah, why hasn't it been? Because it's just extra vocals on there now.
Well, yeah. Well, we didn't actually put vocals on that. We didn't put new vocals, but we're releasing an EP soon,
okay,
and we're gonna have like hopefully some of these tracks.
Because I wanted to play that track, and I actually
you can play it still. I mean, but we still need to like kind of mix the vocals and master it.
It needs to be reworked a little.
Yeah, it needs to be reworked. Okay. I mean, now we're dealing with like, you know, kind of releasing this stuff properly on a label.
And you're talking to a label right now?
Yeah, yeah. So we're no longer with doing the Kitsune thing. And so we were kind of dealing with that for a bit, but now we're kind of free and
we can,
you know, go on and release a proper EP with like four tracks, five tracks. And we shot a video for one of our songs in Berlin not too long ago. And so we're trying to like have it done properly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So. And then still keep control over the whole thing. So if you sell it to a company, you sell the stuff that you want to be sold to people then.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Right? Totally, yeah. We want to be in control of our shit. So.
And then now that you've been talking about plans for an EP, are you thinking about doing an LP then after you found the label? Or is that a format that you don't need anymore?
That's what we're aiming for.
Okay.
I mean, if once we sign this deal, we have to release an LP.
Yeah, no, so because early. Many bands, even in the electronic field, they'll be like, oh, I don't know, an LP is so outdated. People don't listen to that long format anymore.
We don't think so. We're doing it the old school way. Yeah, we want to do it the old school way. We definitely want to. We don't want to be like a band just releasing singles. an EP for the rest of our lives.
No.
So
we'll be waiting for an EP first and then for an LP.
Yeah,
totally. Real soon, maybe in 2015, though, right?
No. That's next year, right? Yeah. Damn, 2015.
Reality check, Ahmad. Reality check.
Like flying saucers or something.
So you're looking forward to tonight's show. How's the live set going to be?
It's pretty short.
It's a 30-minute set. You know, I'm on vocals. Sebastian's doing the music and, you know, working some of the equipment.
Uh-huh.
And, it's a pretty bare-bones set. We're thinking about bringing a drummer once we have, like, the budgets and the proper, like, gigs to bring on a drummer, because it'll kind of intensify and heighten the experience.
Yeah. But it's almost, with your music, it's almost the philosophical question to if you take a drummer with you on tour or not, right? Because, yeah. I mean, it's going to be a whole different animal with a drummer on stage.
But it's
cool. Yeah, but I think it will add a lot.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, we can mess around a lot, like with filling in space and...
It's going to get along with the other animal that's in the same cage, then.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. So I wish you the best of luck for tonight's show, the best of luck for your next recordings. As soon as you finish the EP, you come back and visit me and we're going to play it and we're going to talk about it. And then we'll do the same thing with the LP in 2015. Nice. So we have two dates from now on.
Sounds
like a plan, right? Yeah. So I wish you the best of luck for tonight's show. And I'm going to give away some tickets real quick.
Yes.
Wer heute Abend also mitfeiern will bei der Converse Rubber Track Party Session, der ruft mich jetzt an auf der Bühne. Esther, Dan Bowden, Little Dragon und meine großartigen Gäste von Schwarzstone Crack. Die Telefonnummer zum Glück lautet 030 2000 9000. Es gibt keine Karten zu kaufen an der Abendkasse. Wir haben nur welche zu verlosen, also ganz schnell anrufen. Unter 030 2000 9000. Thanks a lot, guys. And I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.